Share number 37. We're continuing in the third prerequisite. Shabbat Bitachon Perigimel Akdama Ashlishis. The third prerequisite that compels a person to become a Betech Bashem. And that is that a person relies completely on Hashem. Vayishatev Lavacher, and he doesn't pair up Hashem with anyone else. Because by pairing up Hashem with someone else, he ends up losing his Bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Chavis HaLevavos brought a raya from Asa HaMelech, who was a tzaddik, and yet he relied on the doctors instead of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he was punished for this. Baruch HaGeber HaShivtach B'Hashem V'Hoya Hashem Yivtachai. So the Chavis HaLevavos is telling us that Asa HaMelech, by relying on the doctors, was partnering someone else with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the question is, isn't a person supposed to go to the doctor? So the answer is, of course, a person has to take care of his health, has to protect his health. If he's sick, he must seek out a doctor. So what did Melech Asa do by going to the doctor? So the answer is, and this is a difficult thing for many people to fulfill, that is, when a person goes to the doctor, he has to daven to the Rabbeinu Shalom and say, Rabbeinu Shalom, in your Torah it says, V'rapa Yirapa. I have to go to the doctor, but I know that he's only a shliach. You're the one who actually heals. So please give me the siyata d'shmaya that this should be the proper shliach. The reliance has to be on Hashem. The outward efforts, what we call the hishtadlus, that could be on the doctor. So, the Melech Asa says the Pasuk, V'gam b'chol yoyloi dorish as Hashem, ki baroifim, b'nena shalzeh. On Asa's level, he was too much reliance on the doctor, and he did not seek out Hashem. And therefore, leaving Hashem out of the picture, he was punished. And that's an avodah that everyone has and has to work on. With the understanding, and this is the challenge of Ishtadlus, because when we go through Ishtadlus, we think that this is what's going to help. But the Baal Bitachon knows that he can't be Meshate if he cannot give any partnership to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ishtadlus is to go to the doctor. The Refuah comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then Rav Rubinstein says a very interesting Yesod here. And I don't know if anyone argues on this Yesod, but he was Adam God Ad Ma'id, Veroy Lismay Chalav. And he says, as a rule of thumb, that for standard medical care, any competent doctor is sufficient to Ishtadlus. For regular medical care, a person doesn't need the best. But for sensitive and dangerous issues, you find the best in the field. Or you try at least to do the best. I don't know how he came to that conclusion. Later on in the Sefer, the Chavis HaLevavos gets more into practical applications of Hishtadlus and Bitachon. Rav Rubinstein talks about the idea of medicine and all different types of medicines, more ba'arichus, but that's what he says over here, that when it comes to standard medical care, sufficient Hishtadlus is a competent doctor. When it comes to things that are sensitive and dangerous, Hishtadlus is the mechayev to get the best in the field. Now, he says another very important insight here, and that is, he brings from the Alter from Navardik in Madrega Sa'adam, that Hashem allows a person to make mistakes in Bitachon and rely on others. Meaning Hashem allows a person to partner someone else with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Beteach in both of them. Okay, that we understand, there's Bechira. But what sometimes happens, says the Alter from Navardik, is Hashem will even fortify the choice with evidence that occurs. Meaning, Hashem will allow some type of quote-unquote Hashgacha Pratis story to happen that will prove to the person, or at least in his mind, he'll be able to show and rationalize that what he did was right. So, for example, if a person puts too much bitachin in a certain doctor, for example, and not enough reliance on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For example, it's again hard to know the exact case. And then some story happens that punk, they needed that doctor and they were there at the right time because there was an emergency and this doctor was the only one who knew how to do it. So it's igloy ha-davar l'mafreya. You see clearly retroactively that what I did was right. It wasn't too much ishtadlus. I did the right thing. Says the Alter from the Vardik, it's not really true. You did a wrong thing by being ishtadl too much. Now that you were already relying on this doctor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that you needed this doctor. And in your mind now, you rationalize that. But really from the beginning, it was a chisaron and bitachin. Which is a scary thing. Because it makes it that it's hard now to try to figure out this balance of ishtadlus and bitachin about how things end up. And he brought a mashal to this. There was a young man who needed to learn a trade. And he had to choose between an apprenticeship in watchmaking or a blacksmith. So he chose to become a blacksmith. So someone once came into his store and he saw how dirty this profession was and how physically taxing this profession was. And you have to deal with fire and metal and horses, measuring and putting on the shoes of the horseshoes. And he turned to him and he says, I don't understand you. Why didn't you choose to be a watchmaker when you had the choice? Watchmaker's much cleaner, much easier type of parnasa, not as physically taxing as this one. And the blacksmith laughed and said, I made the right choice and I can prove it. I've been in business for 15 years and nobody ever brought me a watch to fix. If I would have been a watchmaker and no one in 15 years brings me a watch, I would have starved to death long ago. So lemaisa, Baruch Hashem, I became the blacksmith and I have all this business. Our actions bring about a domino effect. His choice to become a blacksmith and his installation of the sign in the front of his store that he's a blacksmith, that brought him the customers. The fallacy here was that he was reinforcing his choice with incorrect logic. If he would have been a watchmaker, so then the customers would have come to him as a watchmaker. No one came to him as a watchmaker because he's a blacksmith. And we see the foolishness in this logic that this blacksmith had. But it's the same thing, says the Alter from the Vardik. Sometimes a person makes the wrong choice, and that causes domino effects. That yes, at the end, it looks like if he wouldn't have made the choice, l'chatchila, something terrible would have happened. But it's not really emes. It's not really emes. Every ishtadlus, a person has to, at that point, decide and figure out, is it too much? Is it the right amount? Is it too little? Very hard decision. But the very fact that the end comes out to somehow justify the choice, a person has to be very careful that that's not emes. It's not emes. Because sometimes because of your choice, that's why the end happened. If you wouldn't have made that choice, you wouldn't need the end to happen. And that's the difference between the person who's fully b'teach b'Hashem and the person who's b'teach together on Hashem and others and is mishatev others with it, with him, that if it's too much ishtadlus and too much reliance on the other and not on Hashem, so things could happen that he might end up needing that person he's relying on. But that's not a raya, that's not a proof that he made the right decision.